Hi, day 3 of 90. I'm sure I'm going to stop counting soon. So this morning, this is not prepped. I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to talk about? And what crossed my mind is my growth to the point of being able to separate things I can control and things I can't control. And I think this is the area of life that has brought me the most growth and peace and, you know, reduction of stress. Being able to think, even after I have gotten upset about something, even after I have maybe lost my mind briefly and gotten angry, when I do calm down and try to reassess, I ask myself, can I influence this situation, this person? And if I can't, I honestly just say, you know what, it is what it is, moving on. Some conditions in life arise and really there's nothing I can do about it, except if I decide to just be worrying and be afraid and get anxious and then end up with panic attacks. For example, years ago I used to think I would not live to be 30, and it became such a crippling train of thought that after I mentioned it to an older friend, and he said to me, your challenge basically is you're not living life the way you want. Maybe he was referring to being fulfilled and living on purpose or in purpose. Perhaps that's what he meant. I later felt, oh, this man was a bit flippant. He didn't take me seriously. I wanted some kind of advice or guideline. Anyway, I went back to thinking about it. I said, okay, you know what? So what if you're not going to live up to age 30? What can you do about it? Nothing. Between where you are now and the age 30, what can you do about it? Find yourself. Find what you love to do. Find meaning in every activity you do. Try to, you know, spend the time you have being of value to yourself and to people around you. Because truly, not meaning to be morbid or anything, death is something we don't like to talk about. It's a reality, and people younger than 30 die. My brother died at age 26, right after youth service, I believe. So I had to settle myself down and look at the possibility that I could live to be 30 and beyond, and I may not. So what do? I live every day the best I can as it comes. We have control over very little, and sadly, the things we do have control over, we abandon them and we don't focus our energies on those things, and we go crazy about trying to fix what people think about us, about trying to fix what the government is doing when we are not in a position to influence their decisions, trying to fix what is happening in America with Trump, getting angry about our football players or whatever sports we are into. Those things just keep us triggered, keep us upset in our hearts. Even though we may claim that it doesn't influence us, the reality is whatever it is that makes your energy drop, makes you feel uneasy, makes you even frown a little, has an influence on you. So those things you don't have a control over. We don't have a control over. I don't have a control over. I have to learn to let go. In fact, I think I have mastered this so much that I remember once I was talking to my brother on the phone, and he called me Teflon. He really stung at the time, but I think in not fretting over what people think, I may have become a bit desensitive. I don't want to say insensitive. Desensitive, because I just shrug and move on. I don't want to dwell. Some family member drama is going on. I don't want to dwell. Somebody has some celebrity has some drama going on. It's none of my business. My car packs up at an awkward place. I can't start freaking out. The next thing, action. What do I need to do to resolve this matter right here, right now? I can't control what is coming at me, but I definitely can do my best to control my reactions about those things. Yeah, so I think this is a fantastic gem in my life that God has blessed me with. My ability to say, this is my circle of control and influence. This circle, I cannot control and influence. So I focus on what I can control and what I can influence in as many areas of my life as I possibly can. So that's it this morning. Day 3 of 90, your soul sister, Warala.